two wins away from a trip to the Super Bowl, but the Ravens don't want to look that far down the line because their next objective, beat Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. We continue on Ravens One-on-One, talking with Ravens defensive lineman Arthur Jones. Arthur, as you get ready for an opponent like the Broncos, from a fan and a media perspective, it's really easy to say, okay, it's Peyton Manning and then a bunch of other guys. But the fact of the matter is, those other guys are really good. This is not just a one-quarterback team.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, you know, it's just not, you know, Peyton Manning. It's a whole team. You know, those guys get paychecks sealed. They're in the NFL for certain reasons. You know, I just was asked a question by the media about, you know, was it disrespectful for Sean Marino jumping over Ed Reed? And I said no. You know, it was a great play by him. You know, the guy's in the NFL and he's a starter for a reason. You know, whether it's the injury or whatever, you know, it's the NFL and, you know, coaches expect you to make plays, and sometimes plays are going to be made, big plays, and sometimes they're not. So,
you know, I don't know that you can disrespect an opponent during a play. There's a lot of disrespect before plays and after plays, but can you disrespect an opponent during a play in this league?
No, not at all. You know, as a defensive player, I'm definitely going to say no, you know, because you have to be physical, and especially playing for the Ravens, you know, you have to be physical, you know, you have to dominate, and that's how I see it.
This year, for the first time in 10 years, the Ravens aren't going to have a top 10 ranked defense. How much did that hurt as a member of the defense? And there are plenty of reasons for it, but how much, just from a pride point, this is the first defense in a decade that didn't finish in the top 10.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't cool. You know, it definitely sucked. You know, definitely because as a defense player, you take pride in that, stopping the run. And but anytime when you lose a guy like Corey Redding and Jared Johnson at the same time, guys that were so valuable to our defense, you know, not take away the guys that we have now and myself, you know. But anytime you take a hit like that immediately, you know, things are going to be different, you know. Guys are just now really finding their niche, you know, and you know, as you see, as the past weeks went on, we've gotten better and better.
You have definitely improved. This defense is light years ahead of where it was in the first quarter of the season, the first 4 weeks of the season. Where would you say this defense is most improved from a player's perspective?
That's a good question. You know, all around, you know, guys playing harder for each other. Not they wasn't playing harder before, just, you know, guys just really buying into what Coach Pease is saying and playing Baltimore defense. You know, me, myself, you know, technique-wise, playing a lot better, playing a lot square, and, you know, and it's showing on film. When I'm playing the way that playing like a Raven, we say it, you know, you're playing the right technique and doing your job, and, you know, it shows on film.
And the stakes that you play for now, when you play in January, and this is something experience speaks to, every play matters. I get that in the NFL. But in January, every play matters. That has to be in the back of your head before every snap.
Absolutely. You know, and it even last week, you know, guys are more chippy. Guys walk around with the edge now, you know, like Ray Lewis and the coaches, you know, you can tell. It's a lot more pressure, you know, and you don't want to be that guy to disappoint, you know. You know, if you're a guy that's messing up out there in practice or on the field in the playoffs, you know, it's no secret around the league. You're not going to be around for a while, you know, and you're just going to be a nameless face. And I definitely don't want to be a nameless face, so I do the extra to stay on top.
And the Ravens hope to finish on top Saturday in Denver against the Broncos. We'll continue with Arthur Jones here on Ravens One-on-One.